ain't playing.
Yo, bring it back down, man.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining me on my journey to another podcast. I'm your host with the most, Robert Blanco, and I am here to entertain. You guys are a lot cheaper than a therapy session. All I did was buy a mic and talk shit, and I'm glad all seven of my listeners are enjoying this. What's today's date? October 5th? Today's October 5th. And yeah, just wanted to do a podcast. I haven't been on here for, I don't know, maybe a week or so. So yeah, getting into the podcast groove, trying to figure it out. I'm really excited the way it's going. I already have a couple guests lined up, so that's pretty fun. The only thing is the consistency is what's killing me. I'm trying to be consistent to do my podcast, and I don't know. I'm lackadaisical. I went to Publix last night, bought a couple stuff for the house, some food. There was an annoying little kid in front of me. Ugh, the worst. I hate when little kids want to get your attention, but they don't just, like, talk to you. Like, they don't, hey, mister, look at me. They don't do that. They just stare at you, and they do, like, these dance moves, like, you like that? You like that fucking dance move? And they're doing these fucking dance moves the whole time, and it drives me crazy. It was this little girl, cute little girl, to be at that, you know? Well, not that cute. 1 through 10, she was probably like a 6. She wasn't really that cute. But whatever, this little bastard is dancing in front of the yogurt aisle the whole time. I'm trying to get my yogurts, trying to get my Greek yogurts, trying to get my motherfucking fitness on. And she's dancing and like staring at me. And then when I stare at her, she just looks away. Stares at me, looks away. Stares at me, looks away. And she's just dancing, trying to impress me. Like, yeah, you fucking like that shit? Ugh, the worst. Where were her parents? She must have been one of those missing children. Since there was no parents around, she must have been one of those missing children. Maybe the ones you see in the back of, like, the milk cartons. Maybe that's why she was at Publix. Maybe she was trying to get found. She's like, my picture's here. So someone's going to notice me. Someone's going to pick up a milk carton, and they're going to notice me.
I'm lost.
That probably won't happen for her, though. Considering that everyone drinks almond milk nowadays, or cashew milk. Or even soy milk. No one drinks regular milk. So guess what, girl? No one's gonna find you. And they don't put pictures of missing girls on almond milk. Because the rich don't give a fuck. Poor child. I don't know why I'm going off on her. I think the reason I'm going off on her is probably because I am envious of little kids. I mean, adults don't have as much fun. You know, we grow out of the fun. And that kind of sucks. I wish we could, like, play tag with a random stranger. Or I could race someone. I could race someone to the ATM machine. I could just be like, wanna race? And then fucking just take off. And I don't look like a psychopath doing it. Kids have it figured out. We have to start studying these children. Put them in little controlled environments. Like parks. And stare at them. And then see all the things they do. And then we take notes. And we take it to our adult life. And we fucking do it. We play tag with people. We run. What else do kids do? I don't know. That's the only two examples I have in my head right now. I don't know. What else do kids do? We make pretend we could sing. We make pretend we could dance. Little kids, man. Little kids have it figured out. But no. You know what happens to us? We start paying rent. We have FPL bills. We start talking about having kids ourselves. And then we just lose it. We lose it all. We lose all the fun stuff. We have different kinds of fun. You know, like we go on vacations because we could pay for it. We could buy alcoholic beverages to numb the pain of society. We take drugs just for the fuck of it. So yeah, adult fun is pretty good as well. But I don't know, man. Something about the purity of a child is just so much better. Talking about the purity of a child, I am going to Disney World this weekend. Woo! God damn it. I'm sick, guys. That's why my voice is kind of off this whole time. I should have said that in the beginning. Whatever. If you're this deep in, you obviously don't give a fuck about how my voice sounds. But yeah, I'm going to Disney this weekend. Pretty excited. The most magical place in the world. Disney World! Disney World! Woo!
Woohoo!
I am pretty excited to go. I found out that someone in our group doesn't ride roller coasters. So that's going to be an issue when we go to the Universal and Islands of Adventure portion of Orlando. How do you not ride roller coasters? What type of grown man or grown woman doesn't ride roller coasters? That blows my mind. It's just like, oh no, I'm scared. What the fuck are you scared about? It's an adrenaline rush. It's for fun. Be a junkie, motherfucker. Enjoy it. Enjoy the rush. Something about people that don't ride roller coasters just freaks me the fuck out. I don't think we could trust these people. People that don't ride roller coasters, men with ponytails, or with two first names, all that's in the category that you just can't trust those motherfuckers. I had an ex-girlfriend that hated roller coasters. Hated them. But then again, that girl hated everything. You know, I don't know. That girl was scared of life. That girl would not drive a distance that was too far because she's scared that her parents will have a heart attack. That girl was scared of roller coasters. Scared of everything. Scared of new experiences. So her case is kind of justified because she's just fucking scared of the world. She was scared of roller coasters. I can't speak for her now. I haven't spoken to this girl in years. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if I run into this girl at Universal Studios now or Islands of Adventure? And she's like in the line of that rockin' roller coaster, Rip Rocket roller coaster. The one in Universal Studios, I don't know what it's called. She's like in that line. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? I thought you didn't like roller coasters. She looks at me, she's like, oh no, you were holding me back, you know. Yeah, you were definitely holding me back. I've changed a lot. And I just start talking to her, and I'm like, holy shit, you know, good for you. I'm glad you like roller coasters. Like, yeah, you know. I also just had an operation. Really? What's your operation? Like, are you okay? Is everything fine? Yeah, everything's fine. It's just, I've just been so scared of life recently that I decided to get a dick. To become a man. I just did a complete 180 and now I'm a man. You were holding me back, Robert. You know, you were holding me back. And now I ride roller coasters, I smoke cigarettes, and I got a 9-inch cock. Bigger than yours, motherfucker. Oh, that would be the best. Oh, that'd be the best case scenario for her. She was a good person. Let's not bash her too much, you know? Hey. Oh my god, my throat's driving me crazy. I need a Ricola. Ricola! Ricola! That commercial doesn't make sense. Why would you scream if your throat hurts? Let me pull that commercial up for a second. Hold on. Let me pull that commercial up.
Cough drops, a pleasant tasting blend of organically grown herbs from Switzerland. For soothing relief, try Ricola.
Ricola! The guy who's talking in that commercial sounds like he needs Ricola with that fucking raspy ass voice.
Switzerland, for soothing relief, try Ricola.
Try Ricola. It didn't work for me, but try Ricola.
Soothing relief, try Ricola.
Ricola! Ricola! That is so funny. What a terrible commercial. I didn't know it was that old. Jesus Christ. Ricola. Yeah, so that was fun, guys. Thank you so much for letting me go off for a couple minutes. Ooh, I got a text message. Let's see what it reads. I'll be back on the floor at 6:47. That's funny. That's my big-eyed beauty sending me something. So you got me for a little more time. This is very unprofessional, guys. My bad. Let me put my phone down. She's not a stripper, I promise. So back on the floor does not mean, like, I'll be back on the stage or working the floor asking for tips like at a strip club. her back on the floor is, I gotta go fold some clothes. Yeah, thank God she's not a stripper. I'd feel very awkward dating a stripper. I don't know how guys do it. I don't know how guys date strippers. That's another text message. I'm sorry. My stripper girlfriend is fucking sending me text messages. I don't know how guys date strippers. I don't know how people are fucking okay with that. I feel like the guy who dates a stripper seriously is also into, like, being a swinger. And that's a whole nother thing in itself. Dating strippers, being a swinger, all that to me is just, it's just a no. It's just, it's not going to happen. Never. Ugh, nah, hell no. That's so bad. People start swinging at late ages, though. Like, I've heard of stories of people starting at 35 years old, 45 years old, just to get their groove back in their relationship, I guess, or in the bedroom. I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of freaky, huh? It would be difficult having a normal relationship with my wife after I see her gobbling down a dick or getting her back blown out by this fucking guy. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm in the room and I'm doing the same thing to his wife. But still, that has to be the weirdest relationship ever. I don't get it. I've met swingers before and they look happy. You know, the husband always looks happy. The wife always looks happy. They have this like serial killer type vibe around them. Like they have this like, their eyes look kind of dead, but they have this very embracing smile. Like, I don't know how to explain it. If you are a swinger, or if you know any swingers, please, please, please get them in contact with me. I would love to have them on the show. I have so many questions. Anyways, that's our time for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Peace out. We're ending it like that. We're ending it on strippers and swingers and I don't know what else I talked about. Damn, we went from Disney World to strippers and swingers. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Anyways, next week's episode, I will be doing it with a guest. So that should be fun. It's always fun to have someone and not talk to yourself like a crazy person. So yeah, that's it. We're wrapping it up. Peace out, people. God bless you. God bless America. God bless whatever you believe in. Hasta luego. There's way too many good podcasts out there. That's why I always got to start with the recommendation. Ask your friends, hey, what are you guys listening to? What are your favorites? What are your least favorites? What should we be listening to? What's going on? What's out there in the streets? But there is a way more important question. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. More important than what you're listening to is how you're listening to it. Me, personally, I've been using Pocket Cast. Pocket Cast is a beautifully designed app, easy to use and offers amazing features. Like play without subscribing. That's pretty cool. Look, I get it. Change is hard. I know. I was once in your shoes. But sometimes, just sometimes, change is worth it. Download Pocket Cast today from your App Store or Google Play Store. Or go on the interweb. And go to pocketcast.com. www.pocketcast.com